In today's Consumer Watch, the big question is, what sets KZN apart when it comes to life and loss of income claims?
Okay, so while cancer is what most people are suffering from or dying from in other provinces, in KZN, it's cardiac or cardiovascular events. In other words, heart and blood vessel issues. Yeah. And that's because the Indian population is particularly prone to diabetes as well as hypertension and high cholesterol, all risk factors for cardiovascular problems.
Okay.
In fact, I didn't know this until this week, 60% of diabetics die from heart attacks.
What?
Yeah, so that was among the stats from last year, which financial services provider Liberty revealed in Durban this week at a briefing. The data doesn't apply to the entire population, but to the 40% who have long-term insurance products, mainly life cover, income protection, chronic diseases cover.
Mm-hmm.
The two top claims among young achievers, said Henk Mankies, who's the head of Liberty's risk product development, are cancer and retrenchment. How sad is that? Young people, 20s, 30s. The latter because of the last in, first out policy that most companies have.
Yeah.
And the former probably due to lack of screening. So the cancer, such as cervical or breast cancer, goes undetected and until it's too late. Overall, breast cancer is the number one claim among women across the ages, and prostate cancer among men.
Wow.
So Liberty paid out 4.3 billion rand in claims in 2016, 13% more than in 2015. The statistics are both heartbreaking and fascinating. In the Northern Cape, where there's a large farming community, the most prevalent claim among men over the age of 55 was suicide-related, thought to be linked to the extreme drought. That's terribly, terribly
Goodness
sad.
Me.
In the Free State, musculoskeletal pain was behind most claims. Think back pain, for whatever reason. And in Gauteng, almost three-quarters of claims related to car accidents. Way of life, lots of cars on the road, lots of stressed people on the road for a long time. So I suppose that makes sense. But sure, the statistics is
It's so weird how it changes so drastically from city
provinces.
To city, province to province.
Yeah.
Now, what percentage of claims didn't Liberty pay out?
Okay, so that's the key question that I'm obviously, as a consumer journalist, most interested in. It's about 8% were rejected. The rejection figure is up from the previous years of 5%.
That's quite a bit.
Yeah, because when times are hard, people apparently will claim,
to get themselves out of
it. Well, they'll claim too early when there's a waiting period. A lot of claims are rejected. In other words, in 2016, last year, Liberty paid out 92% of claims. The reason for many a claim rejection is lack of disclosure. So here's Henk Mankies.
So non-disclosure includes all the way from fraudulent activities where a consumer deliberately does not disclose a medical condition in the hope of getting better premiums or insurance terms, or deliberately not informing you of something because they expect to claim very soon. Of course, there's also then the innocent non-disclosure where either the insured person didn't think it was all that relevant or they just forgot.
Yeah, I always worry about that, the small print that I didn't give information.
Which can catch you when you really need help, So if you got treatment, for example, for a back problem before you took out the policy, but you didn't make mention of it on your application form, should you then go on to make a back-related claim, the same sort of issue, and the assessors found out that you got treated for the same problem before, and they will find out, your claim will be rejected. And that's very unfortunate. With any insurance policy, full disclosure is key. It's not worth withholding anything because it's almost certain to backfire.
You'll get lower premiums, but you're paying money for nothing.
Exactly. So it's the same with short-term insurance. And this is really the Consumer Watch message. Many a parent insures the car in their name, because when in fact the regular driver is their young son, 20-something son or daughter. And they do that because when they get the quote for the 20-something, they think, oh no, the premium is so high because the risk is so high. So they put it in their name, and then if the son or daughter has an accident, the insurer does find out that they are the regular driver in most cases. And then there's no payout, and everyone thinks that's terribly unfair, but insurance is all about risk. So you have to make sure that the insurer is assessing the correct risk for you, otherwise you risk repudiation. It's really not worth misrepresenting or withholding key information.
Yeah, it's just disclose everything. You're not going to be saving if you're not telling the truth.
Exactly.
When it comes
and
to
if
insurance.
They found out you lied, you become what the insurance industry calls a moral risk, and then you're going to battle to get other insurance, so it's really not worth
it. And apart from the fact that it's fraud.
Exactly.
You can actually get arrested for that.
It's fraud.
Yeah. It's fraud. All right. And we'll have this up on the blog?
We will do, of course.
All right. You can check it out on ecr.co.za. And you can also get a hold of Wendy on that same platform if you have any other gripes. Thanks, Wendy.
Thanks, Dan.